In his weekly radio address, Barack Obama announced an economic recovery plan that he says will mean more than 2 million more jobs. In today's Unger Report, Brian Unger wonders if Obama's plan is creative enough to meet our economic challenges.
Executives in Detroit can't seem to make cars Americans want to buy. Executives in Hollywood can't make TV shows Americans want to watch. I smell an opportunity to fix two ailing industries with something I'm calling the New Deal or No Deal. The greater economic good is the same.
We'll put people back to work rebuilding our crumbling roads and bridges, modernizing schools that are failing our children, and building wind farms and solar panels.
But here's how we do it. First, we put Brooke Shields to work on a wind farm. It may sound cruel at first, but it's not a Soviet-era gulag for actors. For someone whose show is about to be canceled, wind farming is a real job, not like acting. It's either lipstick jungle...
Okay, I just thought we had a plan. You're playing me. Okay, so not funny?
Or this more creative stimulus package. Brooke Shields, down on the wind farm, farming wind. Her hair blowing in that wind, and on that farm of blowing wind, meeting America's energy needs, one gust at a time. Let's not stop with one wind farming Brooke Shields. Let's put all unemployed actors to work on wind farms. Let's go even further. Let's put Hollywood actors to work on fuel-efficient cars and alternative energy to keep this economy competitive.
My name is Harvey Milk, and I'm here to recruit you.
I'm willing to bet that Sean Penn could design a better car than the Chevy Monte Carlo. A squirrel could, too, but squirrels are experiencing 100% employment this season. So, with an actor like Sean Penn, think of the innovative, brave, daring, creative approach to fixing Detroit. But what do we do about the thousands of displaced, out-of-work auto workers? Simple. We put them to work in Hollywood, making shows people want to watch. 30 out of the 50 most-watched TV shows in history were football games. I think an auto worker in Detroit who's sick and tired of cranking out Buick Lucernes could do better, or at the very least come up with a show about a talking car.
Burning rubber.
Just stay on the beacon, kid.
Beacon tracking system locked.
Unlike the wet rag appeal of a talking Ford Mustang, the most-watched shows today are about average people. Government workers, people in the military, housewives, and people who like to dance. Detroit would have a better shot at creating that kind of TV. And Hollywood a much better shot at making a fleet of plug-in hybrids. So while we're at it, designing the most creative stimulus package we can muster? Let's put lawyers to work rebuilding roads and bridges. Chefs to work modernizing our schools. Most of all, doctors to work treating all sick people. Just like they do on TV. Let's get creative, America. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brown.
And I'm Alex Cohen.